The Four P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk.
Hi, this is Connor with your news roundup. Ocean hotel owners in Sandown given 4 months to tidy. The Isle of Wight Council has put its foot down and is demanding the owners of a derelict and dilapidated Ocean Hotel in Sandown seafront be tidied up. A formal notice has officially been served to Phoenix Commercial Property Development, the latest owners of the building, and will take place on March the 11th if they do not lodge an appeal. Now, following multiple calls from the community, the Isle of Wight Council is taking the first step in forcing the owners to do something with the building. Portsmouth Direct Line closure to affect Isle of Wight commuters. The Portsmouth Direct Line is set to shut for 9 consecutive days starting today between Guildford and Petersfield. The closure is necessary for a major upgrade, the work part of a £94 million programme of delaying busting improvements between Farncombe and Petersfield. The work will start today and is expected to finish on Sunday, February the 20th. Isle of Wight spends on mental health per child is highest in England. The Isle of Wight spend is £165 per child, followed by Norfolk, Waveney £152 and West London £138. This is amazing for the children on the Isle of Wight, and I hope it stays that way. That's it from me this week. Catch you next time. Bye!
Hey celeb fans, we are back again. Last time I spoke about corgis, Hammy and Olivia, but now we are going to talk about footballer star Harry Kane. Harry Edward Kane was born on the 28th of July 1993, and he is an English professional footballer who plays as a striker for Premier League club. Kane attended Larkswood Primary Academy until 2004, followed by Chingford Foundation School, also attended by David Beckham. Harry played football from a young age, joining a local club, Ridgeway Rovers, when he was 6 in 1999. Kane also talked about footballing in the family. In 2015, Harry joined the England football team for the Euros and the World Cup. He's doing amazing so far. I'm so proud of him. He's never let anyone down. So now you know about Harry Kane. Next time, we're going to talk about singer, actor, Tori Kelly. So stay tuned. That's all this week. Catch you next time. Bye. Shalom.